Okay, we're on page 55 in the Maamar HaShlishi, in the middle of Vayis Yotes. I think just to get the flow, I'd like to go back to the previous page 54, where he quoted the Greek philosopher, Alken Koire Apaltoin, four lines from the bottom, back on page 54. Because what we're going to read now is a continuation of it. He spoke about the benefits of davening tefillah b'tzibur, of davening as part of a greater group. And he said here, "Aken kara apaltei mashiyotzi b'tzara toira chelak hakoel." Chelak hakoel, I wish I would know how to say it in Greek, but it's an expression that means a part of the whole. That every person is bigger if he sees himself as part of a whole, instead of just a small little individual on his own. When a person will see himself as part of the tzibur that he's part of, if he'll dismiss that and look at himself as an individual, we said this the other day, that when a person sees himself as an individual, he cheats the tzibur and he cheats himself even more. We said a yachid to a tzibur is like a part of the guf. This is the example we had at the end yesterday. If the arm would say, "I'm makbid on my blood," when they needed to let blood for the health of the body, if the arm says, "I don't want to give blood to this cause, let somebody else give it," so then the arm would lose and the whole body would lose. The whole body wouldn't have a refuah, nor would the arm. The yachid should be willing to give up for the greater good. And what's necessary is that every individual should see himself as this, quote unquote, chelak hakoel, part of the whole. He's willing to give to it and not hide from it. So this is the way we were up to yesterday. I should add that some cipher in one of his essays in his drashas explains the idea of a tzaddik, going to a tzaddik for a bracha or a tzaddik to daven. He says that Klal Yisrael is one body and the tzaddik is like the head of the body. So the head is just more capable. It can do more. So when the tzaddik davens for the guf, that's sort of an additional level of ability. Now, he explains that this idea of being a chelik of the kail needs the Torah to give you guidance for the following reason. What he's explaining is that very hard to figure out, all right, I'm a part of a greater group. So I'm a part of my community, I'm a part of my city, I'm a part of my country. So what do I have to do? You know, it's not what your country could do for you, ask what you could do for your country. But what am I supposed to do for my country? Like, how much am I exactly supposed to do? So he explains that the Torah is the prescription for how much a person gives to the tzibur. And that's what he says. Since it's something that a person can't figure out on his own, therefore the Torah commands, b'maisrais, the rules of maiser, matonois, hakarbonois, vizulazeh, and assorted other dinim, v'hu chelek hakoel mehamominis. And that is the prescription how you become a, quote, chelek hakoel, a part of the whole, when it comes to financial things. Ach mehamaisim, from other actions, shabosais, mayadim, shmitas, yoivlim, kiyaitzaban, mehamamorim, atfilais, habroches, atishpoches, emidis ava yirav esimcha, the observances and the prayers and the feeling of love and fear and joy. So, all these things, we look in the Torah to look for a prescription of how to be part of the tzibur. Now, having said that, he now explains the Shemayna Esrei, and he explains it different, like the footnote here in the bottom writes, that in Masechtas Megillah, is an explanation of the order of the Shmona Esrei. He says, "Omnom hachover hitim sidurim al derech acheras akrei ve'elav." Here, it has a different flavor. he quickly explains the order of the 18 brachas. Some of what he says is predictable, but a lot of it is not. Let's see. Haroi lahagdim. What should be first of all the things you could ask for in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei? What's the most important thing in the world? Money. No. Not money. No, not money. Seichel. Haroi lahagdim me'abakashis. What comes first of a person's request? Bakashis ha'seichel v'hadas. Is to ask for intelligence and knowledge and understanding. The purpose of knowledge is to use it to become close to Hashem. Therefore it says chaynin adas, and it puts that next to which follows what Salaima writes in Meshuvah.
If you don't have
refainu,
won't help.
If you don't have sechel, refainu won't help. So the question is, when you need them all, which is first? And sechel is the neglected thing that people request. So Leilenu, you see Nebuch, people who have whose brain is not functioning, the body is functioning. It's a tragedy. It's a tragedy the other way too. But see, sechel is first, and the second thing is tshuva. Now it's interesting. He says, the idea is, Chaneinu, give us das, so we can use it for Torah, for the following thing, which is Hashiveinu. So first is das, and it goes together with tshuva. The purpose of das is to draw close to Hashem. Since there's nobody who doesn't sin, so the next thing a person davens for is for forgiveness. And that's connected, what's he have to slach lanu? Is rain of anyeinu. V'soymech ala tefillah azo is told us haslicha. Tells you the product of forgiveness, ya gula. Mimasha anachnu bai, the gula from the difficulties we're in. U'maschil rain of anyeinu v'chaisim gayel Yisrael. And I mentioned many times, what Rashi says in the Gemara, that the bracha of Gael Yisrael is not on Mashiach's times. The middle brachas of Shemoneh Esrei are 6 and 6. The Mashiach was added. 6 brachas for Lamazet, for help during the Galus, and 6, starting from Tekabi Shaifar, have to do with Mashiach's times. Gael Yisrael is a bracha for help within the Galus difficulties. Gael Yisrael. And it says so here in the note, it says, Goyal Yisrael, Lashon Haiva, Goyal Yisrael, Tome, Mehatsarais, Harabais, Hamasrakshis, Aleinu, Ba'artsais, Ayaveinu. It's referring to the tsaris that we have in this Galus, Ba'artsais, Ayaveinu, in Eretz Yisrael too, that we ask for a Geula from this. When there's trouble in Eretz Yisrael, I add my words of Bakasha in Reina of Anyeinu. In Reina of Anyeinu, I say, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hagen, Al-Cheinu, B'nei Yisrael, Shem Eretz Yisrael. That Hashem should give Haganah to our brothers in Eretz Yisrael. So that's the first 4 of the middle brachas. Acha yispal abriyas hagufa nefashis. This I never saw before. Rafa'enu, I know, is for briyas haguf. That we know. Right? Rafa'enu is the body should be healthy. He says it's for briyas haguf v'han nefashis. For the body and the soul. And here he explains in the note, we say Rafei, how does it go? Rafeinu Hashem v'nei Rafei, Hashienu v'nivashaya. See, he says Rafeinu Hashem v'nei Rafei in the Kol Yehuda on the bottom of the 3rd line. Rafeinu is Yichav l'Brias Hagufim. That's the body should be healthy. Ubamrei Hashienu Hashem v'nei Rafei, Hashienu v'nivashaya l'Brias Hanefashis. That's a reference to the health of the soul. Okay, I don't know, we don't say it in Asfar, we don't say Tachlueinu. In Ashkenaz, you say. You just say L'chol Makoyseinu in Ashkenaz. We say Tachlueinu, we do say Tachlueinu. We do say both in Svar. So I guess he's going with Svar. Rabbi Levi was in Spain. So he says, we say l'chol tachlueinu, and we say l'chol machiseinu. Both for physical.
It's 2 nuschos in Svar, actually.
One has 1 and 1 has 2?
One has, yeah. One has tachlueinu.
All right, so he's saying to say both, one for the body and one for the nefesh. Fascinating. Okay, v'saymech, going back to the top, v'saymech l'tfilah hazayis ha'izdamnuz mizaynam l'shmiyas kaychem b'brichas hashanim. So it's interesting, he looks at Borech Aleinu as a request that a person should be able to have enough money for food. Today that's all you got. Not for enough money for food, not for enough money for vacations and cars. I don't know. He has very small chalomas. But he says it comes that we should have sustenance to keep us alive. Shmiras kaicham, mizaynam shmiras kaicham. Enough mazin for shmiras hakayach. Okay, we need vacations also for shmiras hakayach. Okay, birch zakadish. Okay, so those are the first six brachas. Mental health too. Okay, so we have the first six: the das with tshuva, and slicha together with gula, and refua together with birchas hashanim. I guess they're in twos. Now he goes to the next six. We daven the Jews should be they should be in gathering of the exiles. And what comes after that? Now here it's also interesting. After the bracha of Kabishefa Gadol, the next one is Ashiva Sheftenu Gavarishaina, which seems to be talking about the court system. To straighten out, Ashiva Sheftenu Gavarishaina, let the Shay, the rules go back to the way they are. Look at how he sees the main part of that bracha. Akach hispal kibbutz hagolis, v'yisrael, v'yismach lai, ha-ra'ois ha-tzedek, v'chibur inyin l'ki, b'mash'oimer, v'simlach aleinu atol levadecha. He says the bracha shiv shifteinu is not so much for the court system. We should see justice in this world as part of Mashiach's times. We should see a just world. So it's true, we daven for the courts should be just. But it's more for a world in which justice reigns. Yeah. Okay. We dive in to rid Klal Yisrael of those who deliberately make trouble from within Klal Yisrael. And after that, you talk about what he calls shmiras hasagula hazaka. Interesting expression. I'm sure how we translate that. Hazaka means the clear segula. Segula here means like I'm segula. The chosenness of Klal Yisrael should be kept. Again, they go together. You get rid of the sigim and you're left with this. Here again in the footnote, this time in the Oitzer Nechmad, towards the end of the narrow lines, he quotes here the Rambam in this context, Hilchas Malachim. The Rambam says, "Loi nisavu chachamim v'devil liyamais haMashiach." The chachamim did not desire the days of Mashiach, like they shishutu al oilam, not to control the world. Rather, that they should be free to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why we daven for the Al-Sikim Al-Sidim to have that world, which is Zako, which is clear. So that's four. Kibbutz Galiyos, Hashiva Shifteinu, L'mashinim and Tzadikim. Then we dive in that Kadosh Baruch Hu should put Yerushalayim back as it should be, l'suma makim shchinasai, and to place it as the place of his shchina. V'yispal samachla al Mashiach ben David, and after that samach David. V'yashlam yatzarchin olamim, and with that he completes the deeds of this world. Akach yispal kibbalat tefila b'shemei atfila. Now here, it's also interesting. We would think you should ask for Mashiach first. And then Yerushalayim Yircha Berach Mitashuv. No, Mashiach will come, and then the Gula will come. We say first Yerushalayim, and then Mashiach. Why? So the way the world is today, we could look into the Ramban's words that Jews will come back to Yerushalayim before Mashiach's times, which we see taking place. Here on the bottom again, he quotes a Rambam. He says the Rambam says when somebody comes and appears to be Mashiach. So he's Becheskas Mashiach. If he has all the simanim, Beches Mashiach. But he's not Vadei Mashiach until he's able to bring Klal Yisrael back to Eretz Yisrael. So the clarity that someone is Mashiach comes when he succeeds in bringing Klal Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael, I guess, and getting rid of our enemies in Eretz Yisrael. So that completes the middle brachas. V'yismach samach lo lahare shchina, Ritzei is a bakasha that we should be able to see the shchina ayin ba'ayin. This is the highest point of the Hoshem and Esrei, according to this explanation. It's a progression until we'll be able to experience the shchina. What?
The first six, they are pierced.
The second six also. Because he said, Yushalayim and Mashiach go together. And he said, Lamalshinim and Tzadikim go together. Getting rid of the enemies and having Tzadikim together. So, go together. And Yushalayim and Mashiach go together. So first two, Kabbish Shofar and Shiva Shifteinu are not so clear, but, it's not as clear, but obviously that's the form.
Even the second one, and
they're the opposites. The opposites, the Mashinim and the Tzadikim. Okay. Okay. However it works for you when you're that one is good. So here, Bomrei, it's a nice thing to think about when you say Ritzei. The Shechina will be opposite you. I don't even know what it's going to look like. What does it look like when the Shechina is opposite you? Like, I don't know what it looks like, but I know that when it's there, you know it's there somehow. And you bow towards it.
He's combining the Maidim to this.
What?
The Maidim bowing.
I'm comparing this to the Maidim bowing. Kashay yisom mishtachim b'raisam hashchina v'yachar kriyas Maidim b'berchas Eidah shikalalas Eidah b'taymas Abayir. He didn't mention bowing in the beginning,
right?
Because here he's building it into the theme that we picture the Shechina and then we bow. Habayir yisbarach v'ashvach alayim yachta v'saymech la oysa sholem shiachasim. It's a short shrift for the last bracha. So that you should finish with shalom. So this is his quick explanation of the brachas of Shemayna Esrei. Okay, next time with the Kuzar, the king questions why Olam Haba is not mentioned. It mentions Mashiach's times, it mentions kibbutz, it doesn't mention Shemayna Esrei, it doesn't have a mention of Mashiach's time, of Olam Haba. In general, Olam Haba is mentioned very briefly. We mention it a handful of times in our davening, not at all in Torah Nevi'im Miksuvim. It talks about Mashiach, or Navi, but Olam HaNeshamis is not mentioned. So Mitzvah Shem will deal with that when we come back on Thursday.